Hey, 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 it's your girl. Just call me J. Nicole. And this bookcast is about none other than why, yours truly. But most importantly, it's about life with my bookends. So who are or what are my bookends, you may ask? They're my wonderfully talented two sons, also known as my heart and my heartbeat. Without them, life just was incomplete. And I know a lot of people are like, but one of the biggest things that I desired in life was to become a mother. And at 18, I was told that there was a slim to none chance that that would even happen. So when God bestowed them upon me, they made my life complete. And they hold me upright. They give me perspective on what life is and what I should be doing in life. They actually give me purpose each and every day. And because of them, I now have this podcast to share with you the day in the life of the Walkers, or more specifically, the day in the life of Just Call Me J. Nicole and life with my bookends. Hey, 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 it's your girl, Just Call Me J. Nicole, and I am back with yet another episode. So guys, excuse the way that I sound. I'm a little under the weather still. I hate being sick. I really do. And it's not like a cold sick. It's like the really crummy sinus kind of thing, because here in Georgia, we have had winter, spring, summer, fall. Y'all remember that song from, what was that? Tony? I think that's what song it is. I can't remember. Anyway, yeah, we've had all those seasons, and if you hear me moving around and whatnot, I'm making up my bed. But anyhow, guys, let me get on track. I want to come here and talk to you all about the power of the tongue. Yes, a little thing in your mouth that you use when you're mad at somebody. You wiggle your tongue at them. When you are eating, you use that to make sure that you can taste things. You use it for multiple things, but a lot of us use it for the wrong thing, and that is to belittle people, bring people down, insult, go on and on and on. And what prompted me, because you guys know that usually when I come to you guys, I'm prompted mostly by social media, but today I am actually prompted by real life events. So y'all know I'm transparent. I keep it 100. I don't sugarcoat stuff with you all. And I'm thankful for this platform where I can be me without judgment. Because if you guys judge me, I have no idea. And I really don't care. But the other day, the Hubs and I were having a conversation. I'm trying to remember what the conversation was about. It had something to do with sex. Because I've been withholding. And I did that because... For women, or for me, especially because I do know there are some women who are not like me, sex is a very intimate and very emotional and mental thing for me. I'm not a one-night stander kind of person where I can just be like, wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. I have to be in a place where I'm ready to allow my soul to exchange that energy with you, if that makes sense. And because we haven't been in a good place, I really have been holding out and listening to some other people give me advice. They're like, you know, you're not supposed to withhold from your husband and blah, 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 yada, yada, yada. I was like, okay, damn it. All right. So I gave in. And so that sort of like boosted his ego. I will say that. Like, I broke her. She ain't gave me none in the moment. Now she gave it to me. I'm back in there. And I wanted him to know, like, look, it was not about that. I just felt the need to make sure you were taken care of based on, you know, whatever I was told. And later on, I was like, you didn't even notice anything different about me. And he was like, what? And I was like, seriously, you don't know? And it was something like major. And I'm not talking about like, I did my hair different. No, I'm not talking about anything like that. So I don't wear glasses. I wear contacts. I hate glasses, but I do realize that I need to wear my
glasses when I'm at home more, because they I have a thyroid condition and it tends to make my eyes a lot dry, more dry than necessary. And like the past 2 weeks, I have been experiencing some discomfort in my eye. Not when the contact was in, it was actually overnight. I would wake up in the middle of the night and my eye would be like on fire. And so when I went to the ophthalmologist, they looked and there were no polyps. My eyeball itself looked fine. There were no abrasions and lacerations or anything on there. So they were just like, well, maybe what you need to do at night, because you're getting dry eye, is do some kind of lubricant and not just the regular re-wet and drop. I know I'm giving y'all about a bunch of information, but there we go. So I had come home with these glasses, like my kids noticed. They were like, oh my God, Mom, wow, those actually look really nice on you, because I'm not a glass person. I don't like glasses at all. Plus, I don't have a bridge. Oh, if you follow me on social media, just look at my pictures. My pictures, you will see I have, my sister tells me I have this little bitty nose, but I have no bridge. There's nothing to hold my glasses up, my sunglasses up or anything. So they either rest on my nose or they rest on my cheeks. I really wish I was recording this, but because I look a hot mess right now, I decided not to record this. So this would not be a YouTube exclusive. This would just be on the regular podcast. So he didn't notice them. And then because we had a little exchange where I was explaining to him like why I did have sex with him, he was like, well, I will tell you this. From last night, you done gained weight. And that's a whole lie. A whole lie. I wish I could see how animated I am right now, because I've been on my weight loss journey. I started the year off with a fast. I ended the fast with juicing, and I've been very consistent about how I am paying attention to what I'm eating. Plus, I've started exercising. My clothes fit differently. I've been on the scale. I lost about 10 pounds. So I knew what he was saying was a lie. But I also knew, because leopards don't change their spots, tigers don't change their stripes, that when he feels some kinds of way, he feels it necessary to use his tongue as a weapon. Instead of saying, you know, oh, wow, no, I hadn't noticed that, or just being a nicer person, he decided to use words to inflict pain. The great part about it is that when he said it, I already knew what the truth was, that I had not gained weight. But the miraculous part about the power of the tongue is that it made me think twice about if what he was saying was true. Did you hear me? Did you really hear me? I want y'all to understand that even if you know the truth, somebody can say something that will make you think differently. It's like you got a whole fact check already done. You have a dictionary, encyclopedia, you got Google, everything that tells you what the truth is. And then somebody says something else and you're like, well, wait a minute. I know another thing is when we, and I just talked about this with a group, we oftentimes will place so much power on people. And by relationship, excuse me, guys, I had to pause because I had to blow my nose. Sorry about that. But in my relationship, even from the very beginning, because I knew in my heart of hearts that I was going to be his wife, I used that as a symbol for me, because I had always wanted and desired to be a wife. I wanted to be married. I was that little girl who daydreamed about all that day that I was going to get married, what my dress was going to look like, how the day was going to be. And I wanted to be a mom, and that thought and that dream was almost canceled when I was diagnosed with severe endometriosis when I was 18. I had been diagnosed with endometriosis at the age of 12, but we had to do an exploratory surgery when I was 18 to determine how severe it was because of some ongoing medical issues. And that's when I was told that I would never be a mom. And then lo and behold, I have two kids. So it was like, you know, I almost like gave my husband more glory than I gave God. I gave him more power than I gave God, because I was like, you know, if it was not for him, I wouldn't be a wife. If it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be a mom. And because I gave him that type of power, I also allowed his tongue to control my mental capacity. And I speak to this because there are a lot of people who are going through mental and verbal abuse. It's a form of domestic violence. I know that a lot of times when you speak about domestic violence, it's more so thought about, okay, is it physical? It's physical. Oh, he put his hands on her, or she put her hands on him. But domestic violence comes in all different forms of abuse. I was mentally abused. I was physically abused. I was emotionally abused. And then I was distanced from my family. And I can speak on that now. And if family members of either side of my life are listening, it's the truth. There are some of you guys who turned a blind eye to what was going on. And some of you guys who sat and were in just shock and disbelief that, wow, she said this is what was going on. And it really is. But again, I had given my husband so much power that I know for a fact that I've lost weight. I know for a fact that I'm not bigger than I was when I came into the new year. I mean, everything. But in that one moment when he said that, it was the gospel. Like, if you could literally think about like a lightning strike coming down and rewriting the Ten Commandments. Like, that's how powerful it felt to me at that time. I was like, let me see. I've gone out and I bought clothes over this break, and I knew that they were my size. And then I was like, maybe I should buy a size up, because, you know, I mean, like, literally I allowed it to affect my psyche. And I come to you guys because we need to learn to take our power back. We need to take the power that we've given other people and put it in ourselves. Do not allow someone to come and verbally attack you, verbally tear you down, verbally destroy you, regardless of who it is. There are children who go through it with their parents. There are spouses that go through it with their spouse. And even with your children, sometimes we can feel a certain way because our child says something about us, and it will make you second guess who you are as their parent. We should never give that kind of control to anyone. That's the reason why it's really great and helpful to have affirmations. So on my mirror, I'm standing here in front of my mirror in my bathroom, I have God, family, others, stay focused. And it has it in that tiering order, where God is first, family is second, others are last. But I also remind myself to stay focused. And then I'm going to change out rooms for just a moment, go to my bedroom. I'm at the foot of my bed, and it's probably overbearing for my husband, but I need it every single day. I have my affirmation board. It's a vision board / affirmation board, whatever you want to call it. But I have things on here like, think all things are possible with God. Jesus loves you. Be fearful. Everything you've ever wanted is on the other side of fear. That is my big thing. And I don't know if I just said be fearful, but I meant to say be fearless. Be brave. I have another thing that someone had gave me, one of my girlfriends, that says, by his stripes, I am. And she said, fill out what you want to be freed from and what you want to be healed from. And I said, by his stripes, I am healed, whole, thriving, rich, educated, loved, blessed, and I'm strong. I have to speak these things over me on a daily basis, because I know what I'm up against at home. I know what I'm up against in the world, but especially in my own home, where most people think that their home is their safe space. their sanctuary, so to speak, where you can come home and you can decompress and be away from the world. And there are people, and we have to remember that, that their home is actually their war zone. It's not every day that my home is like that, but it's on days that I'm not aware they're going to be there, that I have to stay prayed up, that I have to go and look at that affirmation board and look at all the stuff that's on there and speak life over myself, speak those things into existence. Because if I hadn't, the very thing that I had allowed myself to do for years, which was to allow my husband to have so much power with his tongue to make me feel, make me do, and make me be the very thing that I'm not. What affirmations do you have in your life that keep you from allowing others to verbally tear you down? What words do you speak to give yourself life, to fill you with power so that somebody else doesn't take that from you? I would love to hear more about it. Please send me your feedback, your comments. You can always do that by sending me an email at justcallmejnicole@gmail.com, or you can DM me on my social media platforms, which are IG and Facebook, and Just Call Me J Nicole, and that's JustCallMe, the letter J, NICOLE. Or I'm on Twitter at Call Me J Nicole, CALLME, the letter J, NICOLE. Until next time, speak life over all your situations and be ready to defend whosoever tongue may speak negatively against you. Be blessed, y'all. Peace.